Welcome to...
Oh, we did it again.
Welcome.
Stop yelling down the microphone, lad.
Welcome.
Doing it again.
Welcome to episode 20.
Ooh. Hey, that's a milestone.
That is a milestone. 2-0, Adam. Look at that. Look. 2-0.
And I felt...
My age... No.
Yeah, I had hair.
You had hair.
I had hair. No, episode 0. Ooh, did it again. Let's move these a bit away from us. There we go. That probably is better.
Probably is better. Right.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, my friend. A very busy week, but also a very rewarding week.
Ooh. Well, I've got something interesting. First of all, for those that are looking at the camera, you will see that I've got a guest. I'll come on to him in a minute. we didn't invite him. He just appeared.
He just appeared out of nowhere.
Yep. So, Mr. Mark Wade.
Mr. Mark, the man that knows nothing about
nothing tech. About technology. He's listened to last week's episode.
And he said?
He said he's managed to change the name and password on his Wi-Fi router.
That's well doing. I wouldn't even know where to start with that.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to last week's episode.
Yeah. Although, by the way, Adam. Sorry, go on.
Neil Scullion from the rugby club last night went, it got very deep very quickly. And I said, we did warn you.
Yes, we did warn that we were going to geek out.
That was exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, that was our episode last week. I wasn't bothered about anybody else. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How was your week?
My week was fantastic.
Fantastic?
Busy. Yeah. This is the third podcast that I've been involved in. Obviously, I'm featuring in this one, but we've run two and I've got another one after this. Later today, and we're filming in the school today.
Right, okay. Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Who's the guy to your left?
Who's
right.
My left, yeah, he's on my right.
My left,
I can tell you who's on the left, yes,
yeah,
the TV.
You tell us who's on the left.
Yeah, on your left.
No, on your left.
On my left.
No, on your right.
On my right, left, yeah.
Nobody's
on my right. Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
Well, thanks guys for inviting me onto the podcast. I really appreciate it. I have actually been keeping up to date and looking at the clips and seeing what you guys have been discussing. So my name's Daniel Sanderson. I work at Business Central, or Darlington Workspace, as you guys will probably know it now.
Yep.
I work on reception, so you will see me every morning. And as you walk out,
cheerful face.
Well, I try to. Yeah, obviously the mic doesn't think I've got a cheerful face.
No, exactly.
Face for radio, Dan.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, can we just cut my face off this?
No, that's called murder.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So yeah,
face but
a bit of everything. A bit of a was it Swiss Army knife?
You are.
Yeah, I try and do everything and anything that anybody needs me to do. Really.
And certainly very helpful when we first came here. It helped us. Load furniture, you helped us lots of things.
That seems like an age ago now when you think about
it. It's ages ago, Dan. We couldn't believe we've moved three times. And I was trying to think with Michelle how long we've been here.
I couldn't tell you the year it was.
I couldn't.
It just seems like you've been here forever. Part of the furniture.
I think that was a compliment.
It was the way your face went through five different emotions.
Yeah.
What?
There was a big smile.
And then
there was sadness.
Yeah.
And then it finished on a nice note.
Exactly. Yeah. So welcome, Dan.
Thank you. We do know Dan. We do know Dan. We know
He's
Dan
lovely.
Very well.
Thank you. I didn't even have to pay.
No. We do. But yeah, so Dan, I think you haven't done yourself justice. Or the team. Really?
Whilst
you're on the desk.
Yeah. It's not just me. I will be, I'll be gracious and say that it's a team effort, really.
Yeah, they carry him.
And I wish they would some days.
Tired.
Yeah. It's a team effort, and it's something that we've always sort of promoted, in that we are a group. It's not just I do everything or that Margaret does everything, Ben, Ian, we all chip in together.
Yeah.
And we've all got strengths and weaknesses that we know more about or that we can do and stuff in a day. And anything that the client needs, that's what we're there for. So it makes a client who's looking to move into an office or looking to make a change a little bit easier, because we can maybe give them a little bit more of it. It's not me this time.
It's you. I put it on silent.
It's them magic watches.
The technology guy can't handle his technology.
It says mute.
Yeah.
It's
ignoring.
They've done you over there. Yeah,
and that says do not disturb.
It does. I can validate that you have done that, because after last week.
Yeah, your honour, it is on mute. Yeah.
Exactly. I rest my case.
Yes.
So. 20 years.
Yeah, but
I'm just gonna excuse me while I check Andy's connections.
That's fine.
Not sure whether you get it. We seem to be hearing a cutout for some reason, and we're not sure why.
It does not like Andy.
It doesn't seem to have been doing it. I don't know. Right.
Shall we try that again?
Yeah, is that better?
No. It's peaking when you hit the table.
Yeah, stop hitting the table. Yeah. Okay, stop hitting the table.
Right. So the way I describe Dan and the team is when I've got, because people will come to the building and the first people they see are these guys.
Yeah, it's one of us. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of you guys. Mm-hmm. And it's like they are an extension of your business, for every business. So if you're not sure, we are in Business Central in Darlington right now, which is obviously the building where Dan works. There's also another site across the road that you spend a bit of time in.
Yeah, Innovation Central. That opened up we took over in November of last year. So that's, again, a bit of a carbon copy of here, except that we have lab space there. But yeah, it's the same setup, same team, the same sort of ethics and what we want to build in terms of a business community and get everybody, as we have in Business Central, if they can, work together and feel like a bit of a community. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so I've been here since 2016.
Yeah, your story has been literally from the downstairs.
I was in the workspace area. I've sort of set my business up in the open space downstairs, hot desking.
Yep.
That was great. That was a really good period. Like, when you look back.
I was going to ask, how did you find that? Because we don't get a lot of people. Well, we don't get a lot of people who move from there, predominantly, I would say, to an office. Not all the time. We get a lot of people who just kind of stay there or maybe move on. How did you find it? Did you think that was...
I loved it. To be honest, coming in, you know, yes, I could run my business from home and I could do stuff, but I said in one of the early episodes when I set up, I'd like open my laptop day one and I sat on my kitchen table. I was like, no one's going to find me here.
It's like, just the wife, to do jobs. Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, are you still here? Yeah. So to come into, you know, a workplace, in inverted commas, was great in terms of friendly faces, because it's quite lonely in terms of when you first set up on your own.
We get a lot of that now, especially since COVID. We get a lot of people who just say we miss being around other people, other businesses, to bounce ideas off, and or just to have the company is the biggest 100%. Thing, you know, rather 100%. Than just being on your kitchen table.
Yeah, so having that, and then people coming in to meet you, you've got the space downstairs and you could meet them downstairs, and it was like, well, it's better than being sat in your living room with them, if that makes, you know, in terms of professionalism. Yeah. Obviously it's pre-COVID, so the Zoom Teams thing wasn't as popular. I really enjoyed it. And then you've got all the other businesses that were around, and it was just quite interesting. There was a guy who was doing a website for selling cruises.
Right. I think this is probably stuff. You probably were in there before I started, though.
I was.
I think you were in there before I started.
So they came in and they were just launching that, so I saw that develop, and then they moved on. There was all sorts of companies going on down there. It was great. But you'd all be sat around the co-working, because it was a different setup to what it is now. You'd all be sat down the co-working tables and you'd all be cracking on and doing bits, and then you'd have a coffee and have a chat. It was great. And then obviously you get to the point where you get a bit, well, I was getting a bit sick of having to cart everything in, everything out, because as things started to grow, equipment.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I know you have... Do you still have the lockers?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, they're not big.
No.
Yeah, so if you've got a monitor, it's going to be hard to store that. Yeah. So that's one bit of a downside to it. But you've got to...
Yeah, so obviously at one point my business was just me and my rucksack.
Yeah.
Like laptop in there, camera gear in there, all of that. And then as projects develop, you need more and more. So that's why we moved into a space. Because you want to be able to, like, not have to carry everything around all the time, you know, sort of thing. So that was why, thankfully, we've moved on. That's in part a lot due to the help, you know, you guys have given over the years.
Yeah. I must admit, I really like the ability that you provide meeting rooms, which is great for when I'm meeting new customers. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them know me well enough now to come to my actual office and sit down and then meet the rest of the team. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if you
want the crumbs off your desk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You've had a Subway yesterday, Andy.
Exactly.
And the day before.
But just to be able to see new visitors and like, I'll book a meeting room. And obviously, the guys are always very friendly. Coffee, water, you know, and it's just a real nice atmosphere. And that's one of the things that we were mentioning a few episodes ago. Some of the new companies that I know and Adam knows, they've actually said it's a really nice atmosphere. Everybody's just so friendly.
Yeah.
You know, you come and you feel as though you are coming to a community.
Good to hear.
That's really nice.
That's what we want to do. You know, we want, whether you're just a guest or you're going to be a client.
Yeah.
We want you to feel like that when you step through the door. So if there's anything we can do for you, as cliche as it sounds, that's what you're there for. You know, we want to help you out. We want to.
No, exactly.
Things,
but so. I also think the other things that you do like the summer barbecue, the Christmas party, you know, that again, wonderful effort. Apart from your quizzes,
the quizzes
are off.
Hang on a minute. Is that because you haven't won it? Is that why?
Oh no, actually, was it high? What was it?
It was higher or lower.
Higher or lower than I won.
He nominated me to do it.
Yes.
I didn't even get, I had one go and it was wrong.
Well, yeah, see, well, that's...
I got a nine and I said low and it came out queen.
And then
queen,
we forgot about, you know, the pair rule. It was a bit of a calamity at one point, but yeah.
But it was good fun.
Yeah, that's it. Again, that's what we want to do. We want to try and break up the monotonous of a regular work day.
Yeah.
To have those events, to have things throughout the year that where people can just kind of... Works great and all, but... You need to have that separation.
Yeah.
I think you've got to be able to work-life balance, manage it, have a bit of a break and meet other people. And again, that leans towards companies realising there's companies in there that they didn't know they could actually potentially work with and get contracts or whatever it is. And it becomes one, like I say, I keep using that word, community.
It is. I really agree, Dan.
You know, so.
It's good.
And I have been thinking, when I was thinking about Dan and tech, I was like, right, take a break. We'll talk about the building and everything else. Mm-hmm. And all I could get in my head, the only image I had was Dan coming in, usually holding a router with like several wires. several wires coming out of it.
Yeah, that's, sometimes a site you will see me doing or Ben doing now and just literally, looks like I've got jewellery on, let's just put it that way.
But cables around your neck.
Yeah, technology jewellery, yeah. So it's something that we obviously do on when people move in or move around the building.
So each office is serviced with its own internet, is that right?
It is, yep. So we obviously can program that for you remotely. You get everything, the lines, links, everything ready to go. Again, part of the move-in process. So it's as smooth as possible, really, for when, you know, moving, anybody who's moved house will know that it's stressful. It's the same when you move office or you want to relocate. It's a big commitment.
Yeah.
And if we can take a little bit of the load off people's hands, then that makes it a little bit more smoother. They feel a bit more happier and they know they've made the right choice with us. So, you know, we basically do a lot for them when they move in and when they're here. And that's the whole point of the game, as they say.
No, definitely. Certainly some of my customers, you know, that obviously we are your IT department in terms of that. But for those customers that don't use us because they've either got their own or whatever, they've said it's a real smooth experience. They come in, they're like, all right, well, there's my Wi-Fi code.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm up. I'm running. I'm the internet. I'm there. Mm. Oh, there's cables in the floor. There's plugs in the floor. Plug in. Right. I'm going. It's, you know, not that it should be a surprise, Dan.
No.
I think it's down to your efforts and it's down to that ethic that you've got that you want to make it as smooth as possible. You know, it's a big, big thing getting an office for any.
It is, and we do face a lot of questions when people are viewing, and that's good.
Yes.
Because we want to know that they have every faith that we can provide exactly what their business needs at that time. So whether that is pushing them onto a company like yourselves who maybe they think, you know, we need a bit more IT solutions in our business. We need a little bit of help with setting things up because we're not the best or we're looking for a marketing company.
He's pointing at me.
Do you know
this man is here? Yeah.
He's pointing.
This man is right here.
At me.
So
it's me.
We ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
They have a lot of questions for us. And you know, it's the maintenance, we do the painting, the carpet, cleaning, everything. It's all rolled into one. So I think like people like the practicality and the ease of somebody else dealing with it, which I can understand. You know?
And I must admit, that was one of the reasons why you approached ourselves at the time and said, you know, can you be our extension to our IT? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I think it's fair to say you do a damn good job, but there will be some things that you go, right, okay, sorry.
my knowledge will stretch on you so far, so I don't want to blow this up for you, but I'll find somebody who won't.
Absolutely. But, people do know that obviously they can rent an office from yourselves, and for a little bit extra they get ourselves as well, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. But again, speaking to now if I say my customers within here, they just think it's a really nice all-round encompassing you know, piece of blanket that you put around them. It's like I've got everything. I've got parking, I've got IT, I've got coffee, I've got kitchen space, I've got, it's really nice.
I gave you the coffee.
Thank you. Yes, he did give me the coffee. Yes, very nice.
He did, yeah.
Lovely coffee.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
But they do give us coffee for meeting.
No, exactly. Yeah, but I was also going to say, the you know, apart from the Christmas parties, the barbecues, you know, you can go down sometimes and there'll be a sign or a button, oh, who's in today? Mm-hmm. And you've actually, you know, you reach out to other companies and allow them to pop in and do their own presentations.
Yeah, we've done we've done Christmas markets.
Yeah.
We've done pop-up shops. So we've had local businesses who obviously wanted to come and sort of share their products, services.
Yeah.
Again, just pitch a perch and just they ask, let them know what they, let them tell you guys, anybody who comes past, what they do, what they're offering. And it's, again, something that we try and promote is, local businesses, people in the area. And again, getting everybody to sort of work together.
Speaking about promotion, DL Expo just popped in my head.
Yes.
You're exhibiting, weren't you, a while ago? The one, the one I'm thinking about already.
Is it the one? Are you thinking of the one where I dressed up?
That's the one.
If people know me who are watching this, will have seen I've had to get roped into wearing a lot of outfits. Now,
you better clarify what these outfits
are. Nothing X-rated, don't worry, it's okay. I've been a bear, literally, and by that I mean an actual bear suit with the head, everything.
Yeah, it wasn't like face, it was...
It was the full suit, so I that was the first year I think I went.
Yeah.
When I started here.
You hadn't long started, had you?
No, couldn't believe they did that. To a rookie as well. That was obviously like an initiation. This lad hang with us?
Yes.
We'll bang him in a bear suit.
I was only just getting to know him.
Yeah. Did you have the stand across from us?
Yeah, I did. And I was like, I had to look at you dressed as a bear.
All day. Yeah. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go with this and walk around the whole exhibition. Yeah. And people, the looks I got was just, I'm not bothered. It doesn't bother me. Like, but you guys know me. I like to laugh. But they got people talking.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why are you dressed like that? Well, I just fancied it. But no, it pushed them to, all right, well, we've got this centre, office space, etc. So, yeah, I've worn a bear suit. I think one year we did a space theme, I think it was. So I had, had like astronaut gear on. So it was like a full jumpsuit, which was pretty cool. I think we still got it. I've dressed in elf outfits.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
We all have, actually. We've done like pyjama sort of elf themed. So, yeah, you will from time to time see one of us, or if not mainly me, in some sort of getup.
I think it's mainly you, mate.
Yeah, so if any company, wants like a mascot, then they've got a guy here you can be.
Professional mascot.
Yeah, basically. Absolutely. Yeah. So that was the first. That was a long, again, speaking of time, that was a long, long time ago, that first one. I think I had a work anniversary not long ago, and I couldn't believe how long I've actually been here. I think I've been here now nearly 6-7 years.
Long time, eh? Long
maybe,
time.
Yeah,
that makes sense, because I'm 7.5 company-wise.
Mm.
Mentally as well.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
So, dressing up as a bear, I love that. It's brilliant. Coming back to marketing, what I would say is we did the Jubilee celebrations.
Yeah, we've done that.
And we put a picture of your head in a Jubilee hat, a union flag. Not Jack, because it's not an issue.
Yes, all right. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah, it's come back to me. Yeah.
And it was like the most engagement.
Yeah, that must be what it was.
You've ever seen on.
Imagine if we combined, the bear head and the Jubilee. Would have been viral.
Trending nationwide.
Yeah, trending worldwide.
Yeah. One picture.
Hashtag.
I think it's because your ears were sticking out a bit.
Probably,
you had it pulled down.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, light.
That must be what it was, yeah.
But again, it goes back to that whole thing. You know, as a business, you're not only trying to provide everybody a little bit of everything that they need, but, you're approachable. And as we've just said, dressing up as a bear, whatever, you're just breaking that ice to say, look, we're all human. We all want to work. We all want to laugh. We all want a bit of a game. Mm. And that's what we love. That's why I'm still here after all this time and you're still here.
What, you mean 20 episodes?
20 episodes. No, I meant 7-odd years.
Right, Dan, get ready, because Alina's coming in the room, which only means one thing.
What's that mean?
Watch his face.
Not going to do it.
You are. You can't.
Was he going to give it away there?
No. All right. Go on. See, he's doing it. He's smiling.
No.
Every week, without fail.
I know.
So.
There's a reel coming.
Yeah, there is. How many smiles are you going to have for this, Alina?
Loads.
She said it with gritted teeth.
Yeah. I need a passport photo, actually, so you can do that.
You can have one of Andy smiling instead.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. This is not you, Dan.
So what I'm keen to know is, from a tech perspective, what are some of the challenges that you're seeing with the businesses, just local businesses? Obviously, you don't have to say.
Yeah, we can.
Colin.
I can, my opinion on things and what we do, and same with the businesses. What are some of the difficulties? Well, we've recently actually changed to Microsoft 365. Teams. We've got that recently. I think it was about a week or two ago.
Yeah.
So we've moved on to that, our system, from like the old Outlook and sort of remote access system is what we had before, which user-friendly wise, we found a lot of issues. And yeah. I spoke to the IT lads about, like, you know, what were the problems with that? What you feel is an improvement on this? And for me, it was that when I would use the remote access at times, it would drop out, have issues with stuff like that. So, and it actually, funnily enough, it was actually only me, but a lot of other people had other issues. Yeah. Now we've moved on to 365 Teams. I'm loving it already. We haven't really used it to its full potential yet.
No.
But I think we will in time.
You did use the VGS day because I sent a survey out and you completed it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
and I know that came through. Because my automation emailed me with the answers. Yeah.
Gary AI strikes again.
Mr. Gary AI.
Is that what you've named him, Gary?
Yeah, Gary AI.
Gary AI.
YI.
We
could name that. You could get Andy in to help with some
automation.
That's
true.
You could have Gary
YI. So that's where we are with it at the moment. Obviously, again, potential wise, we haven't really, I think, captured it yet, but I think we will. The accessibility and the ease, I think we talked about this the other day with the messages. Me and Ben have just started to use it for little trivial messages that I need to ask him.
You're just sending gifts to each other, aren't you?
He did send me a gif, and I think it was like an avocado that was just waving. But yeah, the ability to have that for us, I think, is massive. I don't do a lot of remote working, but again, the Teams aspect of it will be good for people who go to events, who need to still catch meetings and things like that, share files. You know, having it to be able to update live as I'm sitting there as well was a big thing that I noticed, because, you know, again, we change a lot of documents, we check a lot of information that we've obviously produced in reports, and for us to be able to change that on the fly while somebody else is looking at it, it makes a huge difference. Again, that's just the small things that we've done.
Teams.
Yeah, so for us, that looks like it's going to be a really good addition for what we do. Companies in here, I know that, again, use similar systems and probably use it to a bit more of its full potential. But we're just sort of new to that.
I think you'd be surprised. Like that, Andy's been working on a thing where we push a button and it creates all of the foldering that we need for HubSpoke, haven't you?
Yeah, right, okay.
But like, how many businesses have you done that with?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So like... Mm-hmm. You know,
it's now snowballed, basically, what you're saying. Yeah.
Well, what we're trying to do is we're trying to push things on a bit and explore what we're doing in terms of how we can do things. And I came up yesterday.
Yeah, you did. And you had a great idea
I've completely forgotten it.
No. It was a good idea how we can integrate it and use a bit of the CMS system and stuff like that.
Whether we
can. If you think about what you're doing, Dan, in terms of when you maybe get a brand new customer coming into the workspace, you know, there must be things that you have to do. Like, you have to create a contact. You will create a drive space or something, a folder.
We do, yeah. I mean, this is before I started, and for the first few years, we didn't do a lot of that. So by that, I mean, you know, maybe scanning documents onto a system as evidence, as that history for that client.
Yeah.
My incentive was I felt we should be doing that. Again, I'm quite tech savvy, but I like technology. I like to have the ability to make things easier for everybody, more accessible.
Hang on. What do you do outside of work?
Okay.
What do you do outside of
work? Yes, I am a live streamer. A bit of a hobby, gaming. So,
a hobby?
Yeah, COVID came around, there wasn't much more to do, was there?
Absolutely.
I kind of took the opportunity.
Wasn't there someone in this, I don't know whether you've heard this one, wasn't there someone in the building a few years ago now, they're walking past their kid's bedroom, or something, and watching you stream.
Yeah, that was a weird, like, I was sat on the desk at the time, and this chap came in, and he works for a company in here, and he said, I said, like, morning, and he went past, as we always do, and he said, he just, like, looked at me again, and I thought, that's a bit weird, like, he does know who I am.
Yeah.
Anyways, he came back, he says, Dan, he says, do you play video games? I was like, yeah, why? He was like, really weird story, but the other night I was at home and my son was again on his tablet, I think it might have been on Twitch, and he said he was watching you streaming again. And I like looked at it and I was like, had a double take. And he's, I was like, yeah, it probably was me. So I do that. So
yeah, yeah, exactly. So what's your favourite games that you stream?
At the moment, it's been predominantly, well, last few years have been Call of Duty. But since I got a little bit more of a higher spec PC, I've delved into PC gaming, sort of story games.
Nice.
RPGs, is that what they're called? Just the scope of being able to use the wide sort of catalogue you've got compared to consoles. I know consoles are catching up a little bit. But for me, it's just, I love it. It's just a nice way to escape from work, and that's sort of a thing that I like to do. And yeah, started to create content. And
we are going to come back to the challenges with teams that you're talking about. Yeah. But Andy and I did have a go at Factorio together at the weekend.
All right, okay. I have seen little bits of that.
Yeah, well, little bits of it. I thought I was doing all right, and then Andy joins.
Did Andy come and spoil the party?
He didn't spoil the party. He blew my mind.
All right, well, what, as in what he could do.
Like making these, like he goes, we need a central belt, and they're going to split off here, here, and here.
Yeah.
And I'm stood there going, just tell me where to put that iron.
Yeah. I'll go and chop some wood for you.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes.
He's like, you build the walls. So, no, I was learning. That was good, though.
It was really good.
Okay, so some of the challenges you're facing with teams, you're tech-minded, as you've shown.
So again, the challenges with teams, or what we've, up until this point, what we've had, as I mentioned before, the documents, when people move in, I got into a process of, right, we'll get everybody's documents, information that we need, we make sure we apply that to our CRM system.
Yeah.
We obviously take evidence of their agreement documents, we put all that online. So again, for us as a staff, we can all access that, whether we're working remotely, whether we're here, you know, whether we're actually physically seeing the documents in front of us. If we don't have them there, the ability to have that wherever we are makes a huge difference, especially if you're doing other jobs that you need to reference those documents for. So we've slowly started to do that.
Yeah, good.
Again, like I said, we haven't really fully explored the ability of what Teams can probably do for us as a company, which I am just trial and error with a lot of things, seeing how it goes, what features it does have, how we can implement those in our day-to-day processes. And it's something that I think will benefit us in the long term.
It benefits every company.
Yeah, and guys will see that.
Once they get Teams, you'll be scratching the surface. You're using Teams as now, obviously. And even some of my customers, they say, just that simple ability to chat. It's like, it's not a phone call. Yeah. It's not an email. It is just literally, Ben, have you, blah, blah, blah. Yes, done.
That's the argument I did have at the time with somebody about it. Was that they said, oh, well, you can just email you. And it tends to be that you're in the same room anyway with each other. And I'm like, yeah, but then what we find is we might get distracted with other jobs because we're at the desk, we're dealing with people.
Of course.
So it's something that we have to be mindful of, that we try not to lose sight of the jobs and the things we have to do or we've been asked to do. I like the ability to have the chat because I think, why do I need to fill that person's inbox with an email that I could just send them in a message, especially if it's got like attachments? Because again, the beauty of Teams is the ability to just put a copy of a document in there, or a link of a document in there to say, can you have a look at this? What do you reckon? Yeah, no worries. And then again, because we find, and then she'll laugh at me for this, but again, my manager, her inbox gets quite full quite quick. So I think the ability to have all this and be able to, she not hoards documents, but she likes to keep things. And I think this will now provide her a way to be more organized and just maybe manage it, delete things, remove things that she doesn't need, but also have stuff that she does.
Just ease the burden a bit.
Yeah, because it is.
Just interesting, and it's a slight aside, but you were saying about the inbox, you know, like not hoarding, but overloading.
Yeah.
So I've mentioned this previously when we've done, we're now using Teams as full automation for some customers.
Right.
And we started off utilizing SharePoint and the system, and we would email like the client or the customer or their own person to say, you know, this is what we're doing. Mm. Whereas now, because they've grown so successful, the inbox is going like bonkers.
Yeah.
And they're like, we want to move away from emails. So actually, we are utilizing the Teams chat inside this application.
Right.
So you would actually write a Teams chat, even though it's not Teams, even though it's not the chat function of Teams, we've leveraged the team's chat functionality. So from their point of view, the customer wants to go, you know, hi, Dan, I've got a query with this document, blah, blah, blah.
So has that basically eliminated the fact for emails for those for that company?
Yeah.
Other than customer-facing wise?
Other than customer-facing and other than, you know, like the normal day-to-day emails that you would expect, we are now practically, I'd probably like to say, about 85 to 90% of removing emails.
Right, okay.
So that's the projected. We haven't even got to that stage yet, but we've projected we can remove about 90% of emails, which is fantastic from their point of view. Mm. And what we're utilizing is the ability to log into what we've classed as a portal. So say, for example, all of your daily jobs that you would do today, Dan, instead of having an email or a task list, you could log into this dashboard, and the dashboard says, these are the list of things that you've got to do today.
Yeah.
These are the outstanding lists from yesterday, and we're creating action buttons. Mm. You know, so the action button would say, oh, go and tell Adam that his renewal's new, like that. But you pressing a button would automatically generate the email for you and send it.
Sorry.
It's that type of thing.
I had an email off Dan last week.
All right.
About my renewal.
but
it's fine. I'm ahead of the game, but it, for me, it was
I
just a case.
I haven't filled it out though.
No, it's fine. Yeah, that's all right. But look, it's not me you should be worried about.
Yeah,
it's not me, it's Margaret you should be worried about. Coming
she's outside the door now, emptying your office.
Chaffing on the door.
If Margaret asked.
What?
If Margaret had asked.
You would have done it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the power. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the power she holds.
She holds that power.
She is the,
I know I've got a wee bit of leeway with
you. She's the mother hen.
Absolutely. Bless her, we love her.
I will get that done.
Yeah. No, thank you.
But I can see where you're going with, you know, the scratching the surface of the teams. And, you know, as you grow with your, because obviously I know it's the BIC that do your IT, but as you grow, I think like me and Adam, you'll just suddenly go, oh, my Lord. Yeah. Oh my goodness, I can, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, we can do this, we can do that, we can do this. Mm. And that's the power of what that gives you.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. Some people might think, well, why do you want to make everything easier? Because it might alleviate from a person's role or whatever. But it's not, to me, I don't think that should be the view of technology or a process that you want to implement, because you want to make everything as easy and as smooth as possible for everybody who is going to use it. Now, whether that means you have to apply training to that person who might not be as comfortable and confident, which people are, obviously all different ages for our company, that we have a number of people from my age all the way down to, I think, 2022, all the way up to 70 odd, you know. So we've got people at different levels that need to understand how to use the system. And it will benefit us as a whole. I can already see that. I already thought that before we even got the system.
So what you need to do, do you know the next get-together? Say the summer thing where you go and place your orders. Instead of emailing you or Ben.
Hmm. Are you telling me there's like a...
There's a form.
A form that you can fill in within Teams.
And you just put, do you know the form I sent you?
The fill-out form, for the information,
But you just go, what?
The way we would do that normally would have been the email, as you said, and then we would just make like a... I'm going to ask a question, actually. We would normally have made just like an Excel spreadsheet. You make that thing where they fill their information out? I know how stupid this sounds, but...
That's that.
It puts their menu or choice or whatever.
Every time you create a form, it creates an Excel sheet.
Right, that's good.
It fills it in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want.
Yeah,
that's,
but you see what I mean? Yeah. It's those types of things. And, you know, it's interesting that you were saying that you don't want to remove the joy of doing your task, but if you can create something, and me and Adam have spoken about this at length, not only does it make your life easier, it's like a standard. It will always work. It means that everybody's got the option, you know, like when you can actually make the form, you know. And again, I appreciate that when you do send out, you know, we've obviously got to take into account like meat choices, vegans and stuff like that. You know, you can actually make the form where people go, no, are you a vegan or not?
Yeah.
And you can make that, whereas sometimes, oh, you forgot to tick it, so are you? And that follow-up, whilst it's good that you're doing it, you're going, no, just fill it in.
That's the thing we find as well, as you've mentioned, the follow-up stuff. When we've not had replies off people,
I don't know what you're on about.
Makes it easy. Yeah, this guy is one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had a follow-up yet, though. I did respond straight away to you saying yes, I'll renew.
You did.
And then you went, here's the paperwork, and I went, okay.
Okay, then I'll not reply back. But does help.
Delete, defer, delegate.
Yes.
Mm.
I deferred it.
Okay. Yeah, you deferred it.
I don't know when to delete it.
No, exactly.
I didn't delete it.
Yeah. Funnily enough, the thing that you came up to chat to me about yesterday is exactly that. Mm. So me and Adam are working on something where that whole idea that you said about follow-ups, So send out the form that if you think it. About the extension oh,
that,
to that.
Idea, right?
Okay, no, no. Yeah. The extension to that is, yes, you'd fill in the form. At this moment in time, you'd send the form out to everybody, but, you know, Adam might forget to fill it in again. But what we are working on is that we are working on monitoring the spreadsheet and go, well, Adam has not responded. After a week, automatically send him the email reminder.
Oh, God.
You see?
Yeah.
See, just, it's exciting.
I tell you what, it'll do. It'll so ease Ben's stress more than
anything.
Yeah, because Ben goes, why don't people just reply? And I'm like, well, you know, people do forget.
Did you send it to Adam?
Yeah. I think you need to go and see Adam. Yeah. We know where you live.
Yeah, just bang on his door.
Yeah. But yeah, that literally, that is exactly one of the things for us, what we, you know, again, what we do with the events is that we want to have the replies, but he goes, why don't people just reply? And that'll at least ease that from him, that he knows that that feature is in the background, that it's not going to be an automated
and bless him,
thing.
He knows why people don't reply, because like Adam, they get so busy doing they everything.
Do. Yeah.
But it's down to you to send the chaser.
Being proactive.
Yeah, whereas, absolutely being proactive. Whereas if we can automate that whole thing, where it just goes every week, it'll just suddenly go, Adam, this is the 50th time I've reminded you. I am now sending Margaret. Dink, reply.
We're sending the heavies in.
Margaret has been issued.
Yeah, well, she does have some experience in that sort of field.
No, so she does.
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah, you know, so you've got to be careful around it.
No, she has my respect.
Catch her on the wrong day.
Yeah. that's what I was going back to saying. You will suddenly find that you'll like, well, Teams can do this, or, you know, Microsoft 365 can do this, and it can do, oh my Lord, it can do this and this. I think it will naturally help you build the business and automate. And
I can see there's a lot of apps on there as well, little bits I haven't even touched yet.
Yeah.
So again, it's a case of maybe just opening them up, having a little look, see what it may potentially be, you know, useful to us.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to it. It's so far, in the 2 weeks we've had it, I've really enjoyed it. I think it's just a great system for us anyway, for what we need it for.
I think it's a benefit to any company. And obviously there are alternatives, are the Googles, they are the other the other teams. But certainly, you know, we go back to a point where Adam came to see me about this whole Teams thing. Yeah. And obviously Adam's not daft. He's, you know, he's got
Thank
some
you.
Good technical, but you've got some good technical background and he knows what to do and how to do it. But, you know, I think it's fair to say, as I'm sat in front of him, you know, he then went, wow. And I thought I knew about it.
But it's the example I've heard of, you know, what's a basketball?
Yes.
To anyone. Well, it's a basketball. Yeah. But then you've got Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, you know, like, what was it to them? Well, it was a career.
Yeah.
You know, so it's all about how, it's not, like, it's all about how you implement it and what you implement.
Yes.
And I suppose quite often the barrier that you have, especially with technology, is having the forethought to go, what could I automate or what could I implement that isn't just, I'm going to copy this document to here and do, you know, doing the, it's how do you break the mold of different processes?
Yes.
Especially when you've grown up, like ourselves, in this is how we do computers.
Yeah.
What sort of a one you know, way,
Like, you know, like it's all saved locally or it's, or then it moved on to workplaces having servers, so it's all saved on a physical server. To you then start using Teams to manage it all. Whereas your experience was very much like the computer, it's just you had an extra disk.
I think that's the difference though. I had a lovely conversation with a client the other day and you know, they were saying from any point of view, an IT company, and there's lots of them out there, you know, they're all doing what they do well, you know, like looking after my printer's broken, whatever. But chatting to this lovely lady, she said, what we like about you, Resilient, or Andy, is you're innovative. It's
innovative.
That bit, and it was the thing. We use Teams, we know Teams, but we were using it as a chat function, we were using it as a video calling function, we were using it to store files.
It's not full
You
capability.
Came along, and suddenly we're using it for this, and I'm like, yeah, but that's because I do take the time to go, well, how can I make that better?
You're putting in the work in the background to understand the system or its capabilities, rather than just saying, oh, you should go and use this system. Because, again, the responsibility for you guys is you shouldn't just recommend something if you don't really understand it for the customer, you know, and that's the thing, you make them feel comfortable and think, you know, actually we've got a lot more capabilities that we could use this for.
Yeah, so no, I'm trying to take it into the marketing, because it's all well and good someone speaking to Mr. Andy, the IT guy, but if they're speaking to me, he's smiling. if they're speaking to Adam, the marketing person, I'm like, well, actually, a big requirement of marketing is the systems that go in place in order to how you capture data or follow up, or you know,
you guys must go through a lot, like, you know, to be able to collate all the information for what you guys have to do. You need to have that organization, because otherwise, it must just get overbearing.
The overlap with me and Andy is, and this is both ways, is actually so close in many ways.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we spend so much time in the IT side of things, working with it. Mm-hmm. But Andy spends so much time in the IT side of things, and then ends up into the websites and the, you know, then they're asking him about social media, and then before he knows it, he's had to describe all IT.
Exactly. Yeah. But also, if I can just touch, it does work well. So there's two things. We started this podcast up as a bit of an idea, and I think one of the things that we've always found is that because of our way that we think and we work and we talk and we bounce ideas off, all the things that hopefully we, you know, we give our users out there ideas, we end up creating like, oh, we must do that. We must do that. Must do that. So that's the great thing from that point of view. And then secondly, I, you know, I love the fact and I love the relationship that I've got with Adam, and I'll openly say this, the customer yesterday.
He's a nice guy,
isn't he? But customer yesterday, you know, wanted a particular rebranding of their website. It was not beyond me, but literally because of workload. And I just went, you know, here, speak to Adam. And then suddenly they're working together. But my customer is just like, oh, great, Adam's fabulous. He's doing this. I'm like, exactly what I'm after.
Yeah.
You know, it's that whole bit. And certainly going back to the workplace, again, people ask me something. I go, I don't know, but hang on. I'll quickly run down the corridor, I'll run down the floor, and I'll be like, hi, do you do? Yes, we do. There we go.
That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be, in my
opinion. There's a huge, you know, point. Huge amount. You must see it all the time where people have got
even just this week, we had, just on your point of when you push somebody to maybe a business or somebody that you know can do what they're after. So we had a client who was actually looking for stuff with Brandon. So again, it was mainly like leaflets, things like that. So we had a company obviously downstairs, and we said, look, use these guys, they'll be able to help you. And if not, they'll be able to direct you to who can do what you're looking for specifically. And again, when we get questions like, is there a marketing company? Is there an IT company? Is there somebody who does, I don't know, HR, whatever it may be. We have been here the building's been here 9 years. We can push the person to the right sort of doorway and say, look, we can't do it, or we might not be able to do it. And we do the same with, even if it's meeting rooms, we try and say, oh, this place might be able to suit you, which is in the local area.
And
I think that's the way business should be. You shouldn't just, if you're not going to use me, don't come and speak to me.
No, exactly.
You should be open. And that's, again, it should be, I want to help. Whether
it's
me
or it's
useful.
Somebody else. Isn't it? Being useful is so important. Big pillar of our business is about being, can we help them? So the first question, you know, we've got like a bit of a thing, like if
you want to collect information from them,
if we're hearing someone talk about something and we think we can help with that, then we're like, well, actually we could help with that. But if we don't think we could help with it, we're not still going to go, we'll help with that.
Waste our time.
It's, do you know what I mean? Because you would waste their time. So I'd rather go, here's, like, and I've done it with you, you need an Andy, how I've essentially sold it. You need an Andy. What's an Andy? You know, you need resilient sort of thing. So I've said, like, this is what you need, and this is why. And this is me saying it. I'm not selling you anything.
No.
I'm like, I know that the client would be better off. And I think when I first set up my business, obviously in the co-working space, Dan, you know, it was great. It was good. But it does feel a bit sharky at not the workspace. It was absolutely fine. A safe haven. Whereas when you go into a networking event, at least in my early days, and it was all new, and you quite often, depends on the event, you might have a lot of new companies. You know, I had someone once hand me a business card before they'd actually opened their mouth.
Say what their name was.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I was just like, what is this networking? This isn't networking, is it?
There's some events I've been to where I felt like that, or the atmosphere you get is that it's the people are out not for themselves, but just they're not really bothered about you as the person and understanding what you maybe do as a business. And they just kind of just say, like you just said, there's my business card, read that. Well, rather than actually creating a connection with that person and understanding potentially what their needs could be. So it's, again, as you've gone back to collating information with your clients, you look to get that information. That should be the same whether you're going to even do business with them or you're not, you should be able to.
It's about building.
Being a person, really, first of all.
Like, yeah. I do feel this. I really fell out of love with networking because of those experiences. Because I'm like, it's not networking, it's being sold to, essentially. Yeah. And it was like, so my philosophy with it is, you know, can I help somebody? And sometimes, you know, like I went to a chamber event the other week and two of the conversations, I can help them, but it wasn't even business related. It wasn't even related.
It was a good story, this actually. I remember which one it was. It was the lady at the coffee machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there was that, but there was another lady who runs a community event in the town. And I was like, I might be able to help you. Like, not looking for money. I genuinely
just help.
Might be able to help you.
Yeah.
And that's what's important at the end of the day. Because A, she was saying, do you know anyone that could? And I'm like, well, yeah, I probably do, actually. Get me some details. Which I haven't received yet.
Yeah.
Get me some details and I'll see what I can do. Yeah, and I genuinely will. But the idea is it's not a game.
No.
It's genuine. It's getting to know people. But then, who knows, that lady might know someone who needs some marketing, say, and then they go, ah, this guy was really helpful.
Yeah.
Consider him.
Mm. Yeah.
But I haven't strategically gone, I am doing this because I want her to then...
I'm looking at money transactions. Yeah, yeah.
She's going, we run this event, which I actually photographed once on behalf of the council. It was brilliant. Can you help? I was like, yes, I think I can.
Yeah. Now, interesting point in that, and it links back to the customer that we're talking about, 4Motion. So the idea is that, you know, I met Nigel Potter, who stepped down now, so it's the gentleman that I introduced you to, Ollie. So basically, 4Motion is a skate park running over in Faverdale.
Right,
Through friends.
Great facility.
Yeah, great facility. So through friends, I think it was actually Nigel and, I've forgotten the lady's name, the accountant, but she introduced me. Right. And he was looking for some IT, and I was like, what do you do? And he's like, you know, we're doing all of this, struggling at the moment. So for a long time, we provided their broadband free of charge, and we gave them PCs, you know, as people upgrade.
Yes, as people progress. Yeah.
So we donated that. Turned out to be a fantastic relationship. And they were like, oh God, can we help in any way? We put banners and everything up, you know, resilience, sponsor, all of this. The bit that I'm getting to, which is really nice, is that we met somebody at a business networking event. This gentleman approached Michelle and she went, oh, so who are you, Michelle? She went, oh, hi, I'm Michelle from Resilient. He went, oh, the skate park people. Instantly.
Yeah.
So from nothing, because I got no money, I donated, I helped out, but instantly that guy was like, yeah, I know you. And that's the key, you know, that I'm getting at. And then suddenly, obviously, I'm introducing Adam to there and the whole thing just works. And it's all about being that helpful. Yeah. I can't tell you that I've got any business out of 4Motion, but it was the right thing to do to help him. And who knows who else has gone, oh, Resilient.
It's that word, isn't it? It's the word of your name, basically. Yeah. It's been mentioned in conversation.
And that's
it's free of charge, really.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the word of mouth, you know.
Word of mouth, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
It's cost you a bit of time and effort.
I know, but it was also a nice thing.
But that's it. A bit of time and effort, which you're willing to give, which is great. You've done something of value, which helps other people.
Yeah.
Like, they did toddler cycling sessions and all sorts. I had the kids there, and I've seen kids learn to ride the bikes in there.
And do you know what? Yeah. I also...
In the middle of winter, where do you go?
Absolutely. No. But I also think that's nice. The email that you sent, Ollie, was saying, I have my kids there. So think of it from my point of view. I'm like, I was there at the very start of when it was being built in that warehouse. Yeah. You know, we went down, we installed access points, we installed the radio. I was in the walls.
You're in the walls.
I was in the walls. But I did everything. And to hear people go, oh, 4Motion, that's great. Yeah, I do. I do get a little bit of a buzz from that. They're going, yeah, I help that. You know, and that's great from my point of view. So, you know, it is. It's all about that helping. It's all about being out there to say, look, I'm not just in it for...
There shouldn't be a motive, like an ulterior motive, say, let's use that. But it should be just that you want to potentially push that person to the right.
It's about meeting people at the end of the day.
Indeed. And talking about human beings, isn't it?
Oh,
you know, 100%. I mean, how many business essential events have... I've been to loads now, and I've never been sold.
Nope.
Yeah.
At any of them.
No.
We've had a laugh.
Yeah.
And a great time. Yeah. And built some great... it's how I got to know you, actually, in the first instance, wasn't it? Because that's when we were coming across. You know, and now we work together on various projects.
You get to know those people, or people you don't even know is even in the building. I've had people that come to us and go, half these people... Like, when we've been sat there in the event, have come to me and go, I don't even know who half of these people are.
Yeah.
And you think, well, you work in the same building as each other. You would think you would cross paths, but it doesn't always happen.
No, but I think the take on that is really interesting, because I was like, oh, who are they? I haven't seen them before. I'd say if it was a relatively new move in. But I'm like, you guys get to sit on the front desk every day.
See it all,
and you see everybody filter in.
Yeah.
And then you see everybody filter out. And in between, people are filtering in and filtering out at different times. Yeah. And they actually never, unless they're on the same floor, using the kitchen and things like that.
Yeah. Or come to the desk at the same time by chance. And we see everything. We see people's patterns, the way they come in. You know, and again, those events bring those people together. So for us, that's the thing. Again, going back to being human beings, is it opens up that door for, oh, we could potentially work together, or you could potentially help me out here, or you might know somebody.
Do you know
the
last event that we had? Mm. I know you've recently
Christmas, wasn't it? Yeah,
Christmas one. Oof. You know the lovely outsourced HR downstairs.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Sasha. Yeah.
You know, I think you sent round an email saying, "Oh, welcome."
Yes.
You know, like, welcome, blah blah blah.
Sort of.
Sort of that. I was sat at my desk, Dan, and I got that email, and I went, "Outsourced HR." Where do I know that name from? Where do I know that name from? They are actually a HR company for one of my customers.
So
I was like, oh my goodness, it's them. Mm-hmm. And then when they met, when we were at the Christmas party, and she was mentioning one of the lovely ladies, then went, who's he? Like pointing at me. Mm. But I went, oh, that's Andy from that. She went, that's where I know him from.
Yeah,
came over to me. And suddenly I was like, oh my goodness, you are. And then connection.
Yeah.
We'd never met, spoken and emailed loads of times, but it was so nice to actually meet them. Mm. And they are coming on. This one of the podcasts.
Yes.
We have to find another seat though, because there's three of them.
Yes, there is.
We've got some there.
So yes, exactly. But yeah, going back to what you're saying, you know, it's really nice that, you know, you can just be walking past, or in that instance, I went, I recognise that name, and it's really nice. And I think the longer you are here, you know, I've seen people come and I've seen people go. I probably know the majority of companies, but even now, who are they?
The thing I take home from it is that, again, this is even before I started here, was that, you know, Vanessa, Ian and Margaret built a place that was safe for people to come to work, in a sense that it's a good place to come work. It is a nice place to work. They've built a community. They've built a brand, so to speak. Over time, you know, I came along, assisted that, and then Ben's come along and done the same thing and fitted in really well.
Yeah.
For us, that is what we want. We want people to be, you know, we enjoy coming in. Now, I think I've said this before in the past, it's about a community and it's about being a human being and enjoying coming to work, because work can be stressful, work can be hard. But we, as a company, have promoted that for 8-9 years that we've been here, and we're proud to be where we are. Proud to have done what we've done, and we want to keep doing that for years to come. We want to keep everybody's businesses happy, comfortable, and, you know, again, when people even come away from here, if they do obviously move on, which is what we basically, that's what we're here for. We want to develop people's businesses, and if they go on to bigger and better things than, say, us, or they get their own building or whatever it may be, we're happy to have been part of their journey, whether that be, you know, pushing them onto you for technology reasons, pushing them onto you for marketing, to see businesses grow. That is a key part of what we're here to do. And, you know, I don't think many organisations, you know, in the Northeast actually do that or focus on that. So it's nice to hear, even when people leave, that they suggest us.
Yeah.
Or people who are here that suggest us to other people.
So on that note, how do people find out? Because obviously we've got Business Central.
Yes.
Innovation Place.
And Innovation Central.
Innovation Central.
Does get confused in my
head. Yes, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
But they are under one brand, which is
Dalton Workspace. That's our brand. So basically the umbrella, which is Business Central and Innovation Central, is under that. So that's daltonworkspace.co.uk. You'll find everything about us, about what we can offer you, your business, all the fun things we do as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Also, social media is always good.
Social media,
I saw a video being shot with this young man the other day.
Yeah, it looks like I could be, you know, the acting career could be going.
Do you know what? It's come together really nicely.
I think I only messed up once. I said to Jess, I think I only had to do one double take.
She didn't tell me about it.
Hopefully it comes out good.
I've seen it.
It might be quite windy, so my hair looked like it might be flying off.
Adam doesn't have that problem.
I don't. No, just shave it.
It is, yeah. So if you need us for anything, office, business, meeting rooms, if you want to just come for a social event. I mean, we've got a Chinese New Year event, I think we're going to do.
Ooh.
That's a little exclusive.
Nice.
I've just saw a little few supplies came this week from Amazon.
Nice. Can I ask you a question then?
Yeah, go on.
In terms of, you know, where you've been in, from Darlington Workspace to where you are now, what exciting plans have you got? You know, any more? And are you looking to add more events? Are you looking to, you know, do more networking?
Starting off with events, yes. Yeah. We are looking to do a lot more throughout the year.
Good. Because we love it.
Yeah, themed events. Amazing. I mean, we do little stuff like for Halloween. We do stuff for Valentine's Day. Obviously, I mentioned the Chinese New Year theme. We've got a lot of stuff planned, so we do have that lined up. We're looking to obviously do a lot more free events or business events as well. Yeah. So if there's anybody who does want to do something with us potentially, then we'd love to do that, whether that's a company in here or a company outside. In terms of things that we've got to look forward to, I don't know how much I can say.
No, don't worry.
Yeah, we've got something potentially in the pipeline as well in the near future. So again, I'll just say similar to what we do here in Innovation Central. I'm not going to say any more than that because I get told off by the bigwigs. You know, kind of like what a manager says at a football interview. I can't say anything. You know, can't talk about referee.
It's exciting. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, and potentially with that in mind, the team, our team downstairs could grow, so we could be taking on more staff, which is a good thing.
Excellent.
But yeah, it's something that we're looking forward to. It's going to potentially be a busy year. I can't wait, really.
No. And has business, obviously pre-COVID, obviously everybody left here. We all work from home. But have you seen it all, people starting to come back? And
definitely, yes. It was a difficult period, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it was. Very.
We managed to really do well going back to COVID. You know, again, people's priorities had to be cost-wise, and I totally understand what they needed to prioritize. Yeah. So we did lose a few people. We had people who actually developed and grew after that. It now has been a lot of people, again, as I mentioned at the start, people who wanted to come and actually have a place to work rather than being at home, being on your kitchen table, being in a desk in a room where you can't separate, you know, personal and work life.
Paying for your heating.
Yes. Yeah. So again, that's the thing you've got to think about.
That's another reason to come in here.
Yeah. So we've seen it. It has sort of picked up in the last, I would say, 6 months. It has been difficult. And I think a lot of providers in a similar position as us have probably found that. But again, work, life and what we do, I think an office or a place to call your actual business home is key. I just think it's massive, whether that's be to collaborate with other businesses, to separate work and home life. There's nothing like an office.
I know
it might be seen as, oh, it's, you know, Stone Age now, or it's not really as important as what it was. But I go back to what we do is something that's different to just, oh, we rent a space, come and take your office here.
No,
you know, it's not what it is. And maybe that's what stood us in good stead in those difficult times.
Yeah.
Has been that we do something a little bit different.
Going back to what you were saying, Dan, it is that community, it is that family value. So obviously, you know, we have Eddie works predominantly from home.
Yeah, good lad, Eddie.
Good lad, Eddie. Yeah. But he comes in every Thursday and sort of, and he literally said, he went, you know what, I love this. So yesterday it was a full house, but we all interact, we catch up, you know, and we still crack on and get the work done. But it's literally such a good atmosphere that we're all in, we're all bouncing, and it's just like, oh, what were you saying there? How can I help and all of that? And I just sat back, you know, and sat back from the microphone. But I just sat back and I watched it. Obviously, it's mine and Michelle's company, but I just sat back and Dan and Eddie were busy working away. Michelle was on the phone and I was just like, it's good, this.
And then Adam walks in.
Yeah, and then it all went to
teams.
But that whole community, that whole family value. I say every morning I love getting in. I'll get in, you know, early to work. Absolutely love it. Love these podcasts without meeting Adam, without doing this, without
it's
you.
Great. It is great.
You know, and obviously from your point of view as well, this is a joint venture. StreamSpace is something that you know, customers out there can do. You can offer that as part of your solution.
Yeah, that's obviously recently come about, and it's something that for me, with my background of enjoying streaming and all the audio stuff and the technology stuff, I love it. I think it's a perfect scenario where we are now. It's great for people who want to do that.
People can use the studio.
Yeah, come on, use it. Come on.
Use it.
It's a great space. It's available for use.
Adam will do the coffees.
Apparently so.
Yeah. Apparently so. Well, listen, Dan, that has been amazing. Really great. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to fill the time, to be honest. But
an hour just gone.
Yeah. I enjoyed that, so I'll be more than happy to come back on if you have anything.
Yeah, we'll get you back on, absolutely.
No, definitely. Maybe we'll get Ben or Margaret or
streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about your weekend, Dan? What's the plan for you this weekend?
For me, weekend, I will hopefully be watching Newcastle advancing in the FA Cup. I have ice hockey training to do. So
ice hockey? Yeah, do you do ice hockey?
Yeah, football as well. So, but unfortunately, I've got a hamstring injury at the minute, so I might just put on the training. Last week, it was the first week we were back after 6 weeks.
And then you went.
Yeah. So.
Was it frozen pitches?
It was because of the rate of that, but we were actually on our official pitch that time. But
that's not about the ice rink.
I haven't woke up yet. But yeah, so a bit of that and just relaxing. Like I say, I like to game and stuff, so that might be just...
That's what, you know, as I say, we had one of the podcasts that me and Adam spend like 90% of our time behind a keyboard. I get up and I'm like, right, it's home time, and I'll sit back down at my gaming keyboard.
No, so yeah, but... something like that, I think it'll be.
Good. Yourself, Adam?
Adam, yeah, I'm going out for dinner tonight.
Ooh. Where are you going? Or what are you going to eat?
Chenna in the Arm.
Oh, lovely. Nice. Fantastic place. Fantastic place. Fantastic.
So,
it's a family event.
Yeah.
Sorry. we're going there tonight, playing rugby tomorrow.
Nice.
Who you got? Westo away.
Ooh.
So going
where's that
to
down?
South Shields.
Right, okay. Right,
so. So Westo away, and then... Mighty Under Nine Sunday morning.
The Mighty Under Nine.
No DJ. Nice. I did have a DJing gig in, unfortunately got pulled like last weekend for whatever reason. Right. But it is what it is. But my DJing gig went well last week.
Yeah, meant to ask how did that go?
Yeah, it was a prom.
Ooh. I think I saw some clips actually online.
Yeah, it was obviously not of the students.
No.
Feature that. But it was a prom. It went really well. 170, and I must have had 170 on the dance floor.
Wow.
It was absolutely bouncing,
as they say.
Yeah, what
are you doing this weekend?
Hopefully some more Factorio with you.
Yes. That'll be my plan. Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, we'll do some more of that. But yeah, we'll continue with my automation work on that going. But I'm actually off to see a lovely customer tomorrow, Seabreeze in Redcar, the fish and chips.
Nice.
It's one of our customers, and whenever she lovely Nicola, she's lovely. Whenever she has a problem, I always sort of like go, we can come down to the weekend because we get fish and chips.
The benefit, yeah,
the benefits definitely of that. Like,
forget the remote access.
Yeah, never mind your technology. Just get them chips ready.
My internet's broken. I'll have to come.
So that'll be a lovely trip down to Redcar, and we'll meet the lovely Nicola of Seabreeze, best fish and chips around. We'll have some. Fish and chips, and then we'll fix her internet.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, small issue with her Mac and an admin password. But we'll get that, and it's great. As I say, she's always welcome to see us.
It'll be fixed with the tray chips, yeah.
Oh, absolutely! I'll be like, nom, 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 nom. Fixed it.
Yeah. Easiest job.
Just turns it on and turns it off, and eats a tray chip.
I fixed Alexa this morning. She wouldn't. I said we had full Alexa. She completely ignored everything I said. Oh. I fixed it. Pulled the plug.
Yeah, I was going to say, turn it on and off?
That's my secret.
Oh,
that's
somebody give that away, sorry.
You shouldn't have given away.
That's going to cost you 50 quid for that.
Yeah, it is.
That's right, okay.
Okay, well, have a nice weekend, everybody.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.